Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Carrie Oberbrunner, and thanks for being patient. You always need to let technology do its work, and we're here. I'm here with the number one entrepreneur coach of all time, and I can say that from personal experience, Dan Sullivan. It's great to be here with you today.
Carrie, real pleasure. You always connect me to the best possible people in the world, so I'm really thrilled. Thrilled for the experience.
Awesome. Well, listen, Dan, we are talking all about this ebook that you've created, which is going to be turned into an amazing book, but it's called Scary Times. When did you first write Scary Times?
Well, as many, I think everybody will, when I talk about this, everybody will remember where they were when 9/11 happened. So this was 2001, September 11th. Mm-hmm. And you know, we were doing workshops in Chicago, and it was a very, very busy, very busy day to make sure everybody got back home for their workshops. And the over the next week, I just had some thoughts because we were closed down, essentially no flights. And ours is a program where people fly in from all over the world. And so we had a downtime, as we're having right now with the virus. Sure. But the greater New York client base, these are entrepreneurs, very successful entrepreneurs. They were really at ground zero in terms of the experience of having things closed down. So we, as soon as we could, Carrie, we set up a special event right at Midtown in New York. And I wrote up this 10 strategies for what you do when you're in scary times. And these are it's very entrepreneurial specific. You know, you're an entrepreneur. And then I created a worksheet to go along with the handout, and it was a big hit. And then we made this available as a PDF. And early days, you know, I mean, we're talking, most of it went out by fax in those days, 2001. But, and then I think we reached that we could figure, you know, that we could actually account for. I think we reached about 2.5 million people, and some big corporations sent it out and recommended that every day that they actually start by taking one of the strategies and having the collected team and the office actually say how they were going to use that strategy to focus their activities for the day. And then the second big use of it happened during the 2008-2009 recession.
Oh, yeah.
And now the technology was more powerful. And so it really did go out as PDFs, you know, and I think we doubled. I think we got to about 5 million individuals. And all the indication is right now that we're going back through, you know, we've vastly expanded our digital networks. And you're one of the big players for us, Carrie, because you connected us with 39,000 Audible platforms in the world. And so you were very kind to give us a call and say, hey, your scary times, this might be a nice time to get it out. And if you could do an interview, so that's the reason why we're doing it. But what that's the backstory on it. So over to you.
I love it. I love it. There's people joining in today from all over the planet, Dan. We have North Carolina. We have Scotland. We have all Scotland right here.
I love Scotland. I did Outward Bound. I did the Outward Bound program in just east of Inverness in 1964 in Scotland, and we were in the Cairngorms and the Strathair Mountains, and we sailed on the North Sea, and I love Scotland.
That is fantastic. Well, I'm going to ask Elle if we can do something. And Al, you know what? I love Dan's book, My Plan for Living to 156. Here's what we're going to do. I would love for you folks to share this live stream. There's a lot of people who are scared right now. They're caught up in panic. They're caught up in fear and doubt. And what Dan's about to deliver is gold. He's going to go through the 10 steps of how to overcome the scary times. It went out during SARS. It went out during the Great Recession. It went out during September 11th. And he dusted it off, updated it, not even that much, right, Dan? I mean, it was pretty much right on.
Yeah, I think it's probably today it's 95% what it was 3 weeks after 9/11.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, folks, if you can share this live stream, if you can tag someone that you know who might be in business, they might be an author, coach, speaker, entrepreneur, business leader, they need to be watching this live stream right now because Dan is going to go through 10 steps on what to do in the scary times. I have it right here with me, Dan, and we're going to actually give it to everybody absolutely free. So thank you, first of all, for offering that. The subtitle is great. It says Transforming Current Anxieties and Fear into Strategic Growth, Progress, and Achievement. Let's start with number one, Dan. Forget about yourself, focus on others. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think it's a shock, you know, when an event, and I have to tell you, I'm in my 76th year, and I was born during a very scary times, the Second World War, and I was born 2 weeks before the Normandy invasion. And I had a chance in my childhood to talk to people who had, you know, lived through the war, not actually been involved in the war. And then we went through the lots of situations in my life, polio, the polio epidemic, the Asian flu epidemic, the atomic bombs, you know, a scare when we were 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, Kennedy assassination. I mean, just so many events and, you know, recessions, downturns, sudden stock market crashes and everything. So I've had a lot of them, but I would say that the current situation with the virus is the biggest of my lifetime. And wow. Because I think it's global in the truest sense of the word, that the virus is going to be experienced firsthand in every single country in the world. And so there's going to have to be a pooling of knowledge and technique and skills and resources, you know, on the part of the whole world right now. And we're all experiencing the shutdown of our normal lives in terms of being out and about and, you know, congregating and working. So I think this is truly the first absolutely global scary times that we've ever had. I can only imagine, you know, that we're threatened by being hit by an asteroid that would match the intercommunication taking on right now. And, you know, more or less having a similar experience, where no matter, you know, what your status in society, no matter where you are in the world, I think everybody's experiencing this. And as you mentioned very kindly, I think that the strategies we came up with almost 20 years ago are still work today.
Absolutely. In fact, people are already thanking you for the PDF. But let's talk about the opposite, Dan. So instead of saying, forget about yourself, focus on others, if we flip that, forget about others, focus on yourself.
Yeah, and this is the temptation. And thanks for... bringing me back to the
top. Oh, you're good.
The first instinct is to pull into yourself and kind of feel disconnected from other people. And in this case, the natural tendency is the run tendency. Okay. Mm-hmm. And actually, you'll be okay with yourself the more that you actually put your attention on other people and actually being useful. I call it being a hero. And being a hero to other people. And that is, if they're panicky, you be calm. If they are confused, you be clear. If they feel useless, then you be capable.
Wow.
And that does two things. You actually help them with specific issues that are happening right now, get them to settle down, get them to think clearly. But the other thing is you become a role model. You become a role model for other people. Mm. And that's, people who are thought of as leaders in normal times oftentimes don't show up as leaders in scary times. They become. And so entrepreneurs have to be leaders pretty well every day of their entrepreneurial life. And the reason is their team that they have, their company, they have to give confidence to them, their family, they have to reassure their family, and their clients and customers, they have to reinforce those people. And so my sense is that it's a matter of degree, Kerry, and you know this for yourself because you've been in a leadership position long before you even became an entrepreneur, because you were in charge of your community. Mm-hmm. And so my sense is that scary times is really how you show up as the best possible leader and role model during scary times.
I love what Kathy says. Perfect time to be a role model. Absolutely. And don't you think, Dan, that is the best marketing of people's business right now? If they can be a giver and not a taker, if they can focus on others, not themselves, that is the best marketing.
I think so. Like this. Yeah, I think you get remembered for who you show up. I don't know how long this is going to last. And, yeah. But I think that we have a permanent imprint, a positive permanent imprint in our thinking about the people who just showed up as very useful when other people, just disappeared. They didn't know what to do.
Absolutely. Let's get into number two. Forget about your commodity. Focus on your relationships. What does that mean?
Well, the word commodity I'm using here in a very general sense. Usually it means a product or it means a service that can be, the price can be degraded because of competition.
Okay.
And I mean, generally we talk about commodities are things that, they're needed, but they're not anything particularly special. During normal times, and they're needed. And so a commodity could be a product that you sell and you can't sell it right now. There's a service that you have and you can't sell it right now. But it's also a job. If you have a job, and the vast majority of people have a commodity called a job, and you're not at the office today. You may not even be doing the work that you get paid for. A lot of you have your jobs, but you've had to make a shift to being at home and doing your teamwork digitally, virtually, like we're doing right here. And the whole point is that during this period of time, you just have to kind of forget about what you ordinarily do, to be useful and you have to look at relationships. So my objective is that just put together a list of the 20 relationships. And this could be your personal life, it could be business life, could be community life. Just put together 20 people who, if you really contribute to these 20 people during scary times, that's going to create a tremendous future for you. In other words,
that's so good. Yeah,
and what you want to do, Kerry, here is that a lot of those people have lost their future. That they've kind of lost their future. And what I mean by future is that before the downturn, before the scary times, they were thinking the future was going to be this way. And now it's pretty clear that there's going to be a normal, some sort of normal that we get to, but it's not going to be the normal that we left behind. And you'll be the kind of guide, you'll be kind of the map maker for these individuals. You'll be showing them the path and the plan during this period of time. So, I'm going to tell you how you can do that as we go through the other eight strategies.
I love it. In fact, let's go right to number three. Forget about the sale. Focus on creating value.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, you know, we're all sellers of one thing or another. A lot of people get stunned and paralyzed because they can't make a sale. And again, you know, the first strategy, forget about yourself. These are all dimensions of thinking about yourself, your commodity, your sale. And what I'm saying is, you can't be focused on that during scary times. Now you have to go out and look at value. And so in the previous number two strategy, I talked about zeroing in on relationship. Now, what do you do with those relationships? And one of the things is you create value. And there's a particular way of creating value, and that is to ask individuals that if it was 3 months from now or 6 months from now, but 3 months is really good right now because that's probably as far into the future that any of us can really think practically.
Practically.
And you say, so let's just talk about we're having this conversation. It's 3 months from now. And we're having a conversation. And you're looking back for over the 3 months. What has to happen in both your personal life and your financial life and your community life over this period for you to be happy with the progress you make? We're not putting the emphasis on surviving here. We're actually putting the emphasis on progress. But it's a new situation, and you're going to make progress here. And one of the things is, how do you want to be remembered during this 3 month period? How do you want other people to think about you during this 3 month period? So you're actually, you're being a hero. We're kind of being heroes here.
I like that.
Hero, but you're also showing other people, how to be a hero here. So there's a little thing saying, what dangers do you have right now? You're feeling dangers. That's part of the scare. But 3 months from now, you're going to eliminate those dangers.
That is so good. And do you call it the R factor?
Well, your boss, it's actually the discussion around DOS, and D stands for dangers. What dangers do you have? Because that's fear. That's where our fears come from. Mm-hmm. And it's the possibility of losing something. And there's a vast dimension of things that we can fear that we're going to lose. Mm-hmm. And the next one is O. So D, danger. O is opportunity. So opportunities cover the same topics as dangers, except you could gain these. Okay. And so when the world, you know, like a situation puts me on the defensive, my reaction is to go on the offensive. Okay, so not only am I going to get through the next 3 months, I'm going to come out of the next 3 months better, and we're going to have bigger results. So danger is opportunities. And then I have strengths already. I'm not coming in this not equipped with all sorts of skills and capabilities and resources, and I'm just going to maximize everything that I have available to me right now to zero in and create new value for these 20 relationships that I mentioned.
Wow.
So in the first three, we've gotten about ourselves, and we focus on others. Which others? Well, 20 others, and name them. And so we're not going to approach it like it's normal everyday life. It's not. So we're going to be special to these 20 people. And number three, how are we going to be special? Well, we're not going to try to sell them on anything except them being a bigger, better person over the next 3 months.
Folks, that is so good. I don't know if you caught all of that because there's so much value. That's why we're recording this. But I love what Dan says. Right now is not the time to sell people. It's a time to give value to people. And do you literally create a list of 20? I mean, is that, you're suggesting that people watch right now?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, our brain takes seriously what we write down or what we type. You know, I come from the old writing school of the 1940s. So, you know, I'll just make a list. I'll transfer it to a file on my computer. And then I'll treat each of them individually. You know, you get in touch with them One of the big jumps, really, Carrie, and you know this as well as anyone that I know, is how much technology has increased our ability to stay in touch with each other right now. And, you know, and this is going to be a huge jump. I mean, we're going over a mountain, a big mountain of technological capability. And, and we're not returning after the scary times back to this side of the mountain. We're going to be in a new level. I mean, everybody's picking up skills and capabilities, maybe under pressure and under duress. But I have to tell you, you're picking up 5 years. Everybody that I know is picking up 5 years of experience with new technology, but they'll do it in about a 3 month period.
That is so true. I opened my email this morning. My daughter's fourth grade teacher, who's never even done YouTube or Zoom, suddenly has all of her curriculum ready for this morning. And we're seeing churches do this. Sometimes the churches have been ones that have fought technology, some. But you're right. Everyone in every industry is becoming massively skilled. Or they become obsolete. Would you say that?
Yeah. Well, they're trying to go on what worked before the scary time started, and it doesn't work. And they won't get off the old bike that now doesn't have two wheels. You know.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's
that's a real issue there. I think if you think of a bicycle, it's a nice model. One wheel is for direction, and the other one is for progress forward. You know, and they don't have a front wheel, and they don't have a back wheel. They're on the seat and they're holding on, but the bicycle isn't going to go anywhere. And I think you have to think about this period in terms of those two wheels. Somebody told me this about 50 years ago, and this is the first time I've remembered it, but it's a good analogy.
It's a really good analogy. And folks, this is why I know a lot of you are my clients, or, you know, you're our authors. This is why I choose to be in Strategic Coach personally, because Dan always stretches my mind. Like, how many times have I read about, about the bike analogy? I've never heard that in my life.
No,
there's two wheels. One is for steering, one's for progress. And you're right. People who are stuck, they don't have either wheel right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's so good.
I would say this, that it's, you know, just something I observe, and why I'm so in love with the entrepreneurial world is that to a certain extent, entrepreneurs are never out of scary times.
And that's the truth.
There's lots of things which just in the normal course of being an entrepreneur that can give you a scare, new products, new services that make your product and service less valuable, new types of technology that disrupt you, sudden changes in what your clients and customers want, and a period of time you're not in the know, you haven't clued in yet what you're doing. So I've been noticing, because I've been doing Zoom conferences with really great entrepreneurs over the last 2 weeks. And a lot of them are really, really calm. They're like you, Carrie. You're one of the real cool dudes that I know in my life, I noticed the lack of drama when they talk about what's going on. They said, yeah, I got some challenges. But what I'm noticing, that they're not too far away from what life is like when they're just ordinary, you know, things are ordinary and they're just operating normally. There's always a scary factor. I think fear and excitement are a constant companions with entrepreneurs, and they've learned how to deal with both of them in a very productive and creative way. So
it's almost like, would you say, Dan, that us as entrepreneurs, we're so used to scary times that if we don't have scary times, sometimes we try to tinker with things just to create some curiosity.
I think there's a bit of self-destructiveness about a lot of entrepreneurs. I think they're adrenaline junkies. And they're cortisol junkies. You know, they don't like things when things are too calm and too smooth. So they create. But in scary times, when the whole world is experiencing this,
yes.
I think that the entrepreneurs just more or less notch up a little bit. They don't become totally different people. They just notch up a little different. One of our clients is a great guy. He was one of the top hostage negotiators for the FBI for 20 years. This is Chris Voss.
Yes.
He's got a great book, Never Split the Difference. And we had him about 2 months ago. We had him at an all-day conference in Phoenix. And someone asked him a question about what happens when like a hostage taking or a terrorist situation happens. He says, people kind of rise to the challenge, don't they? And he said, well, no. He says, that's a mistake. Nobody rises to the challenge. Everybody defaults to their previous level of preparation.
Wow.
So it's how you handle difficult situations as a normal course. That's how you have been prepared for this. And so, and I'm just noticing that in the world right now, entrepreneurs are the leadership class. It's not the politicians who are the leadership class. It's not the corporate bureaucrats. Corporate CEOs were the leadership class. It's really the entrepreneurs who on a day-to-day basis are just used to transforming negatives into positives. So that's
good.
And I think our scary times is kind of like a manual of the skills that entrepreneurs generally use on a weekly, monthly, quarterly basis anyway.
Awesome. Let's go into number four. Forget about your losses. Focus on your opportunities. So many times people right now are saying, 2 weeks ago, I could have got my favorite pizza at the restaurant, or 3 weeks ago, I could have done this. Why is the forget about your losses, focus on your opportunities so important?
Yeah, well, I think the big thing is that we've all lost something. And, first of all, we had to cancel, and I'm sure you did. We had to cancel 100 workshops right off the bat. So,
wow.
And so I have 17 other coaches. This goes everywhere from London on the east to Los Angeles on the west.
Mm.
And so our team just was, you know, over like a 72-hour period, we had to get in touch with thousands of entrepreneurs to, first of all, to check in with them and just say, look, things are not going to be normal over the next 2 months. So that's a loss. It's a loss of opportunity. It's a loss of income. I mean, we're going to have a certain number of entrepreneurs. They're too close to the line financially. Mm-hmm. And they're just going to have to put us on the back burner maybe for the rest of this year, maybe into the future. And we face this. And I've been through this, this is the seventh scary times, you know, that has really affected the success of our company and the success of our entrepreneurs. So I started coaching. This is my 46th year that I've been coaching entrepreneurs. And I've learned how to take this. I've learned how to respond to it very quickly. So that's the big thing, is you don't focus on your loss, and you're going to have to remind me what the second part of that was.
Oh, and then focus on your opportunities.
Yeah. So I've got a huge opportunity. For example, one of our entrepreneurs, just an amazing individual, Stephen Poulter. He's an IVF doctor from Long Island, New York. One of the top IVF, in vitro fertilization doctors. And he's created a marvelous, marvelous technology over the last 8 years so he can continually talk to 2,000 other IVF doctors in the world. And it's a platform called Lodestone, and it's just an absolutely amazing thing. Well, he right now, during this period, is the only person in the world with the only capability in the world that instantly in a 24-hour period he can put together an entire community of medical specialists, and he can identify experts who can talk to them. He can survey them beforehand. He can constantly remind them when the meeting is going to be, gives them all the directions for being on the meeting, conducts it as a moderator. So last Thursday and Friday, he had two doctors from Ground Zero and Wuhan in China. He had two doctors from Italy. He had two doctors from New York, which is really the, you know, the center that's experiencing the greatest amount number of infected people and really sick people and people who are dying. And he just asked them all sorts of questions. And then he had a chat room with 2,000 people chatting and sharing things. And, you know, the top leaders in government, the top leaders in corporations are saying, where do we get this capability? And so he says, well, right now, you know, get in line, take a ticket and get in line, because I've got a lot of requests that want to use this technology right now. And so...
He's advancing in this time. He's not retreating. He's advancing.
Yeah, and he's putting together communities for the first time digitally that have never been together, and they'll be permanent communities.
That's
and,
fantastic.
So he's got people say, "Look, I'll just write a check to help you with this." And Babs and I have done that, and you know, and we've worked with Stephen for 8 years on this project, just spending days with them to talk about them, because I thought that this was going to be a capability that was going to be so needed in the future. And the other thing is, we have one of the top IP IP legal firms in the world, really, Carr Farrell out of Silicon Valley. And it was very, very interesting. The 5 years ago, they started the process. And on Thursday, the very night he had his first thing, the worldwide patent came through for Lodestone. So I said, you know, in the future, you're going to want to own this. And so it was very satisfying to me, because we were companions on the trip to the degree that we could be. But boy, I'll tell you, the amount of courage that Stephen and and his wife and partner Michelle Lang put into this. I mean, they were just creating a capability that might be useful someday. And
absolutely, it's flattening the world in a
good
way.
So that's it. But at the same time, their IVF clinic has been completely shut down, and actually, they have one of the best labs in the country for IVF, and they really need this type of lab technology right now with the virus. And so the Pentagon has sent their top specialist to look at his lab and say, can you give us directions on how to create this type of lab in hospitals? Because the Corps of Engineers, the Army Corps of Engineers, are retrofitting, you know, hotels, they're retrofitting dorms, university dorms. McCormick Place, one of the biggest exhibition centers, has all been converted into 3,000 hospital rooms and other convention centers. So a lot of interesting things happening, and you could look at it from the standpoint of loss. Well, I've lost this and I've lost that and everything else. Or you could look at it and say, you know, all that loss is just tuition for a great new learning period.
That's good.
It's like you're going back to school to learn a whole new set of skills and acquire a whole new set of resources. And I think the scary times kind of nudges you continually in the of treating this as an opportunity.
Well, Kathy says, I mean, you're changing people's minds right now. I went from being disappointed in becoming unemployed to shifting to gratefulness with the time gained and the ability to create opportunities for growth. In fact, that leads to number five, Dan. Focus about, forget about your difficulties, focus on your progress.
Yeah.
Forget about your difficulties, focus on your progress.
Yeah. One of the things I've noticed is that, you know, in the US and I think Canada, we operate in three countries where we have our actual physical centers. So that's the UK, United Kingdom, and then Canada and the United States. And what I notice about the media, you know, in normal times, it's mainly about complaining about this or criticizing yes. that. And what I've noticed is just not wanting to hear it on the part of most people. Look, we all have difficulties, and nobody wants to hear about Hollywood stars who are having difficulty spending time alone. And they say, "No, please, 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 please." You know, whatever you have to do to pacify yourself, do that. What we're more interested in are people who are doing great work right now. And I'll put a kudo out for truck drivers. This is the golden moment for truck drivers, because every food store and everywhere has to be supplied with new supplies.
Yeah.
And all the staff and who actually keep the supermarkets open. And then there's, you know, restaurants who've switched from, you know,
in-house to delivery,
in-house to or pick up delivery. So there's so many services right now who are really heroes, and people whose popularity has been based on being a complainer and a criticizer, a critic. Nobody wants to hear about them.
They really
switch, and nobody wants to hear about. I mean, everybody's got difficulties right now. Mm. I mean, you're not unique in your difficulties. But you could be totally unique in terms of, the number five here.
Number five, definitely. It's forget about your difficulties. I agree.
And we focus on your opportunity. Focus on your opportunity. Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, every time you don't pay attention to a difficulty and replace it with an opportunity, your mind's going to focus on something, you know, one of the bedrock phrases in strategic coach is that our eyes only see and our ears only hear what our brain is looking for. If your brain's looking for difficulties, you can find millions of them. If you're looking for opportunities, then you'll find those too. It's just how you're looking at it. This is Kathy who talked about how she was looking at it one way.
Oh, yeah.
What her brain was looking for. And now her brain is looking in another direction and she's finding something different. And scary times just kind of trains your brain to look in a positive way instead of looking in a negative way.
Absolutely. Number six, forget about the future, focus on today. That's interesting. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, my future is every 24 hours now. So the moment we were in Chicago, I was doing a workshop and Babs and her team. So Bab Smith is my wife and partner, and she runs the company of Strategic Coach, and I'm in charge of the actual program. So we have and we've been working on this this is our 37th year that we've been working on this together. And while I was doing a workshop, they were making a decision, look, we got to close down all the workshops. You know, they're going to put in travel bans. They want the social distancing right now. And they're trying to not have too many people being carriers. Whether you're sick or not, you could be a carrier. So anyway, and I just switched and I said, well, I'm switching on to 24-hour futures. Wow. So what I do is I just switch in. It's only what I do during this day. So I have about three things today, which are crucial. You were number one on the list, Gary.
Awesome.
So I have two other things. That's my day. So all my energies, all my focus just goes on three things today. Then I'll wrap it up at the end of the day. What really worked today? What didn't work so much? And better for tomorrow. And we're on to the next one. So I just operate in 24-hour futures, and your future will be how well you keep improving your next 24 hours.
Wow. That is so good. And you're 75?
75, yeah.
Folks, he's 75 years old. Before we started, we chatted. He's already done his cardio workout.
I did not work out.
Right?
Weightlifting, cardio, push-ups, yeah.
How many 75-year-olds can do push-ups? And then you restrict from TV.
I stopped watching TV about 20 months ago. Actually, it's just exactly 20 months. And I don't know. It was beautiful July and August in Toronto, a home base for me. We're Toronto and Chicago, but home base as far as our personal life is really in Toronto. And then we have a cottage in cottage country. And it was just for about 6 weeks. We just didn't watch any television. And I came back on Labor Day and I said, I don't think I've gone 6 weeks without watching television since I was 8 years old in the early 1950s. And I said, that feels neat. I said, I wonder how long I can keep it going. And I've kept it going for 20 months. Sure. Now, that's not to say I'm not watching the news. I'm a real...
Internet, right?
I'm an internet junkie, I have to tell you. But the difference is I'm not being broadcasted to on the internet. And I'm mainly catching up on my news by reading very, very thoughtful articles. Mm-hmm. Articles. And there's a wonderful, absolutely amazing site. It's called Real Clear Politics. And that's where all my news comes from. And they have a channel for science. They have a channel for energy. They have a energy in terms of electricity and gasoline, and they have markets, what the markets are doing, and then science and technology, history, and everything. And that's where I go to, and I just read, you know, five or six really thoughtful, well thought out articles that are trying to come to grips with what's going on right now.
That's so good.
You know, I'm up, but I'm a reader. I mean, my first skill in life was reading. You know, and there's nice little film clips. You can go film clips and everything like that. But I've just gone 20 months, and I've just noticed that I freed up about 700 hours in the last 12 months where I'm not watching television, nighttime, weekends. And I got that 700 hours back. And what it introduced is just kind of a slack in my life. You know, I didn't try to fill it up with other activities. I just said, let's just have this 700 hours. I'm sleeping better. I'm more prepared. I'm more prepared. And I said, you know, I don't know why I did that 20 months ago, but I'm happy I did.
Yeah, you are. You're getting a lot of fans here as well. We got Kathy who says, Dan Sullivan rocks. We have Kelly who says each 24 hours.
By the way, I remember music before rock and roll started. So
there you go.
So I understand rock.
You understand that.
I was born in Northern Ohio and rock and roll started in Cleveland, Ohio. That's why the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow. See, I learn some every day.
This jockey said, we're going to have a concert on Friday night, and we're going to rock and roll. His name was Alan Freed, and he was the first person to say the word rock and roll. Okay.
That is huge, though. I mean, what I'm learning, folks, and we have Susan saying 700 hours. Wow, what could I do with that? Dan is a consummate learner. He's always learning. And I think that that is such a different way. Dan, it actually relates with number seven, the next one. And we have about 15 minutes left. But number seven says, forget about who you were. Focus on who you can be, even with the TV. You used to watch TV all the time or sometime. Forget about who you were, focus on who you can be. Why is that important in the scary times?
Well, the thing is that, you know, generally speaking, who you were was just a matter of habits that became sort of automatic. You were on automatic behavior. And what I notice is, and this is in all walks of life, I see it in entrepreneurial life because it's the conditions in which entrepreneurs operate force them to constantly reinvent themselves. Okay. And the most successful entrepreneurs are the ones who not only are the best at reinvention, but they actually enjoy the experience. And I have a feeling, you know, because I read a lot of geopolitics, you know, about changes in the world.
Sure.
That the virus is not the cause of global change right now. My feeling is that the virus is actually a symptom of many other changes that are happening. And some cracks are appearing in the control that big systems have over, for example, infectious disease. Okay,
wow.
So my sense is that the scary times that are showing up on the viral level, they're showing up with an actual disease, are part of a general shifting that's going on in the world. And the world is, it's a bit like a Monopoly game. You know, after Monopoly, all the pieces go back in the box. You know, you have the cover of the Monopoly game and the dice go back in, all the cards go back in. And all the pieces on the board go back in. But in this case, it's a five-dimensional Monopoly game, because not only when the pieces go back in the box, there's new pieces created. And then when you start the game again, it's a new board game. So,
wow.
And so my sense is that, that we've kind of gone through about 75 years since the end of the Second World War, and where there's been kind of one country that was asked to provide all the protection to everyone, which was the U.S. And to a certain extent, they protected all the energy supplies in the world. They protected all the trade routes in the world. There's a wonderful set of books by an author by the name of Peter Zion, and I'll just spell his name. For the Americans, it's Z. For the Brits and the Canadians, it's Z. Z-E-I-H-A-N. He just came out with a new book. We've had him, Joe Polish had him as a featured speaker about 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And he's probably the thinker in the world now that has the best grasp. And he's got a latest book, and I'll just mention that, and then you can find his other books. It's called Disunited Nations is the name. And I'm about two-thirds of the way through it, and I just find his grasp of what's happening, but more importantly, why changes are happening right now. I think Peter Zion is the go-to thinker on the planet right now, and just one of the brightest, most informed people that I've talked to in my first 75 years.
That's fantastic. All right, we have three more. Forget about events. Focus on your responses.
Yeah. So there's two things we can do when there's the shock. One is we can react, okay, which means that we're overwhelmed by our feelings.
Okay?
So that what happens is all of a sudden we feel fearful, we feel confused, we feel conflicted. We feel things are hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can respond. So I'm contrasting here a word called react, which is emotional, and respond is that we're using our brain. We have the benefit of how we feel, but we're taking the emotions, and now we're translating it into strategies. We're translating it into skill. We're translating it into new goals. Okay, and I think the world is more complicated than just dividing people into two groups. But I think in this level, it's actually very accurate that there's two ways of responding. You can react emotionally and just based on feelings. And I can guarantee you that the feelings are not going to be positive ones. But you can respond by reinventing yourself and focusing on helping other people. And that's actually exciting. That's actually very exciting. And you feel very positive. And you feel energy in the scary times that's not available to you. You feel excitement that's available during the scary times that's not, it's not available to you during normal times. Okay. And this is why people go watch scary movies and they read scary novels, because normal life doesn't give you any sense either of fear or excitement, and now it's available for free.
Yeah, I mean, right.
You don't have to pay for this. You don't have to buy a ticket.
Go to your daily CNN, and you'll hear all this.
Well, don't be watching that station.
Right. Constant negative news. That's what I say.
That's a negative news.
CNN. Yeah. Well, let's jump in. I love this. We have a couple more. We have number nine, and number nine is forget about what's missing. Focus on what's available.
Yes. Yeah. What's available. Yeah. Well, the what's missing is personal, you know, in-person contact. Okay. That's what's missing for a while. And what's really available now is the amazing number of virtual tools and digital tools. Mm. And I'm a bit of a tech junkie, you know, technology junkie.
Sure.
And, you know, they talk about things like in the future, there will be virtual reality. You'll have headsets on and it'll be like you're actually there. And my sense is that Zoom and other technologies that allow us to have this interview and then connect with all of your great community, sure. Kerry, is really sufficient. I'm not sitting here, gee, I wish it would do this and this. Yeah. I said, this is really great. And then we're doing our first virtual workshops to replace our missing live workshops next Monday. And what we've noticed is that Zoom has all these different tools and different connections and different techniques that we never knew about. They were always there, but we had no need of them. And now we have the need of them. So we can do a workshop and then we hit a button. And, it's, you know, if we have 100 people, they're instantly broken into 25 groups of four. And then later on, another button returns them back and everything. And it's all recorded and everybody gets the benefit of this. And so we're, you know, we're just learning.
You're not skipping a beat.
We're just learning how to ride another bike right now.
And what I love about this, folks, Dan and Babs and the whole team over at Strategic Coach, you were one of the first people to shoot out the email that said, hey, we're off till June 1st. We're rearranging. In other words, you didn't wait and react. Just like number eight, you responded. And me as one of your clients, I got that email and I was like, cool. At least they're being clear. I think sometimes in this crisis, we're seeing certain school systems and certain companies, they're delaying. And rather than say, hey, we don't even have all the answers, people are getting frustrated. Because it's like no communication. Don't you think that some communication is better than no communication in a time of crisis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, humans, I mean, we're social creatures, okay? Mm-hmm. And I have a book that I'm writing right now, How to Make Your Mind Bigger Than Your Brain. Okay, so our brain is our operating equipment, and we're born with it. And I don't think my brain is too much better at age 75 than it was when I was born. You know, I got the equipment I got, and you hope that it's good enough, and it's good enough. But the real key to life is how you use your brain to access the creativity and knowledge of other human brains, and that you have to be connecting with them, you know. And I will tell you this, that my mind at 75 is 1,000 times bigger than it was when I was growing up on a farm in Northern Ohio. My ability to get usefulness out of other people's brains right now. So this is really the big thing is to not just stay connected, but connect 10 times more than you connected before, really. And it's a click away. It's a click away. And I mean, you're doing such great service here, Kerry. I mean, you're allowing thousands of people to use their brains to get access and benefit. I notice you have a chat room and I'm just periodically I'm an ADD. So
I hear you put
a moving thing on my screen. So I got to look at it. By the way, Peter Zion, I noticed somebody didn't quite have his name. It's Z-E-I-H-A-N.
Very good. Disunited Nations, I think.
Disunited Nations, yeah. True. Awesome. Just absolutely. And the other one is Chris Voss, Never Split the Difference, and he was the
hostage taker. That is a good one. I read that one.
Hostage taker, yeah.
Definitely. Well, here's our final one, number 10. And then we're going to pick the most engaged member of the day, give them an Amazon gift card to go get some of Dan's books. And hopefully all of you seriously consider Strategic Coach. It has really been something that has been, well, I want to tell that story really quick, Dan. I started listening to you through a Darren Hardy CD for Success Magazine.
Just want to say hello to Darren.
That's right. So thank you, Darren, for connecting me through Dan. But here I was just leaving the pastorate back then, feeling this entrepreneurial thing, listening to you on podcasts saying someday I'd like to meet him. And then I continue to listen to your 10X with Joe Polish. But I knew I couldn't afford your program because rightfully so, it's charged. It charges a good price. I mean, it's a worthy investment. And for some reason, you just kept keep coming back in my mind. Thank you, God. And then in 2018, I saw it again and I said, I'm doing it. Because at that time, our business grew to the level where I could afford it. And a lot of times people start with the signature program. I said, I'm going all in. And I jumped in the 10X program because I said, Dan may say he's going to live to 156, but I don't know.
No, it's a plan. It's a plan.
No, I gotcha. I gotcha.
It's a plan. And
I love the book.
I tell people that's my plan. Yeah. And they said, well, we think you're just setting yourself up for disappointment. And I said, well, not me. I'm gone. I said, maybe other people. But I'm 75 years old right now, but I'm operating within a plan that I still have another 81 years to go. And it keeps me feeling very young at 75.
Absolutely. And so I said, I got to be around this guy. So I jumped all in. And like you said, Dan, after being there a couple months, I said, these books are fantastic. Of course, this was your version. And I said, we got to get these books all over planet Earth. And I'm so glad that we created a free zone frontier where now we're able to publish these and put them all over planet Earth, audio, ebook. And you have a feature book coming out.
You're one of my multipliers. You're
well, thank you.
You're one of my big multipliers. I'm a simplifier. You know, I do teamwork with multipliers, and Kerry, you're just a great multiplier for me. So, yeah. I have a major market book coming out in October, and this is with three great collaborating partners, and that would be Ben Hardy, who's one of the great blog writers, and yes. Ben is writing. Tucker Max is one of the great book strategists, book packagers in the world, and Reed Tracy, who owns Hay House Publishers. Very big, but one of the great marketing publishers in the world, and that'll be in October. And that book is called Who Not How. So when you have a goal and you're blocked by obstacles, you say, well, those are hows that I shouldn't do. I should find other whos. And here again, the scary times really accelerates the ability to find other whos who will do your hows for you. So most people procrastinate when they have goals. And the reason is because the hows that are necessary to get to this new place, they can't do the hows. You have to go to other hoots. You have to use your brain to access the creativity and talent of other brains. So
fantastic. Yes,
we have a number 10.
All right. Number 10. This is our final one. And we're only going another 5 minutes. So we got the battery. We're okay. But forget your complaints, focus on your gratitude. Forget your complaints, focus on your gratitude. What does that mean?
Well, gratitude is the all-purpose positive cleanser. You know, people are being told to clean your hands now, you know,
sure.
Everything. I'll tell you, there's a mindset and there's an emotion that cleans away all negativity. You can't be complaining and grateful at the same time.
Okay? Ooh, that's good.
You can't be angry and grateful. You can't be afraid and grateful. You can't be resentful and grateful. So grateful means two things. Grateful means that you're thankful for things, but it also means that you're appreciating certain things, certain people more. And appreciate me is an active word. And in economics, we have the word appreciate. It's an economic term that means to increase the value of. And, you know, if you could take this strategy 10 and take it back to strategy number one and two, where you focus on others, you're appreciating the value of others. You're taking the value of others up during this period of time. You're grateful for it. I mean, that you have them, but you're actually making them better than they were during normal times. And number two, the second thing is that you're making your relationships more valuable.
Yeah, focus on your gratitude.
And doing so, you're being grateful, and that seals off your day, your 24-hour day, from any negativity. Your constantly growing sense of gratitude just makes it almost impossible for you to go negative during this period of time.
I love that. Folks, there was so much gold dropped today. I mean, Dan changed my world when in January when we met, you turned to me and said, "You're my multiplier, Carrie." And I'm not your only one, but I'm one of them. And Dan is a simplifier for me. Just because you touched on that, Dan, let's close with that for the day, because I think people can walk away with all of these 10 tips for the scary times. They can walk away with the PDF. We're going to give our most engaged member award, the Amazon gift card, to David Smith. So David Smith has been fantastic, as well as so many other people. But Dan, tell people what simplifier and multiplier is and how you and I can even form that great partnership.
Well, the central concept in strategic coach is called unique ability, that everybody is born with an area of response and activity that they're just unique. There's no one who does it the way they do. And you can take unique ability and divide it into two different ways of responding. One are simplifiers. In other words, you take complicated things, and there's a lot of complication going on right now, and you make it much simpler for people to understand. So taking 9/11 and breaking it down into the 10 strategies for scary times was a great simplification when people's minds were being complicated with all sorts of fears and confusions and conflicts. And so I'm a simplifier. I'm 100% simplifier. My first instinct in any situation is say, well, this is too complicated. We got to make this a lot simpler. And then there are people who are looking for simplifiers that other people have already created and taken them out into the world. I'll give you an example that everybody will understand. And what it is McDonald's. So McDonald's was created by the McDonald brothers, who had some very innovative thoughts about how to make a hamburger joint into a special experience. And this was in Southern California. And they had thoughts, you know, we should have more than two of these restaurants. But it wasn't until a man named Ray Kroc came along. And Ray Kroc was not the inventor of the original McDonald's idea. The McDonald's brothers, they were the simplifiers. But Ray Kroc could see how you could have 10,000, 100,000, how you could sell a billion and then 100 billion. So he was the multiplier. And anytime you get a real breakthrough in the world, it's always where you take somebody's unique ability as simplifying, and they're 100% simplifier, and multiplier, 100% multiplier, and you put 100% simplifier and 100% multiplier together, and you get an explosion of creativity, because they don't compete with each other. They're not trying to do what the other person does. And scary times is a good time to say, what am I? Am I someone who will make things simple, or I'm someone who will take something simple that's new and better and different and get it out to a lot of people? So,
so good. That is so good.
You're one of my great multipliers, because, you know, if I don't have someone like you, Carrie, I'm just talking to myself alone at home.
Well, you've simplified my life and business. In fact, just to give you guys a real example, I left Dan's seminar, his workshop in 2018. He had just done the Who Not How. And Dan, I'm not even joking. On the way home, I said, I'm going to find my who. And I wish it was a self-driving car, but I actually interviewed the person on the phone because I was so passionate about getting that who, not how. And that's Amanda. Some of you know Amanda. She's on our team. She was hired because we were doing bookkeeping. David was. And I said, you can't do that anymore. It's not your unique ability. So you are seeing success in our business, everybody, because of Strategic Coach and Dan's simplifier role in my life. So this was a beautiful thing today, David. Dan, David, congratulations for winning the gift card. Dan, we've had over 700 comments on this little Facebook. It's going to go out to thousands of people, 33 shares. Thank you, everyone. And Dan, I'll give you the last word. What would you tell people in this time? What's one final thing that they can do besides download the PDF and post those 10 things on their mirror?
Yeah, well, I think, I've been involved in team sports all my life. And I always remembered that you had to start your personal preparation of getting in shape and building new muscles for the actual season, so whether it was football or basketball or track and field, you always had to take on the personal responsibility to actually get yourself in shape so you didn't let your team members down when you got in shape. So I would say that one context or one way of approaching the scary times is that you're muscle building, that you're in training right now. And when we come out to a new normal times, won't be the same normal times, it'll be different times, you're going to have 10 times more muscle than you had previously. And you'll see amazing number of things come together faster, easier, cheaper, and bigger on the other side. And so one thought is just think about how much better you're going to be for the first 100 days after a first 100 days when the all clear signal goes around, when they blow the whistle, said, okay, you can go back. Everybody, you can go back and meet people. You can go to restaurants.
Right.
And everything like that. But how much better you're going to be in the first 100 days?
So much stronger.
Yes.
I love it. Well, listen, folks, this is what I'm going to challenge everybody to do. Put down your number one takeaway from Dan Sullivan, and here's why. It will cement the learning in your mind. I know there's so many to choose from, but literally drop that in, and it will be a refresher for everyone else. Dan, thank you for being here today. We're going to put links to all of your stuff, the guidebook. We're going to put my plan for living 156, and I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks on our virtual workshop.
Yeah, well, this was a real gift to me and the team at Strategic Coach, to Babs. Babs is
hey, Babs.
Watching me. And yes. This was an hour well spent, Gary.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. Thanks, Babs, for your trust. And you guys have a great day. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.